It's so good to see you, brothers and sisters, from various places. Welcome to the 19th Northeast Christian Conference. I was asked to share a brief word, and I've been waiting before the Lord just for to say, after all those beautiful hymns and the prayers, what is there left for me to say? But simply echo the songs we've been sung and the prayers we've been offered. I just want to remind you, brothers and sisters, it is not a small thing to be blessed by the Lord. It is a tremendous thing. It is a tremendous responsibility. This meeting this weekend, this few days conference, this weekend conference, it is the Lord Himself who is drawing us to Himself. He is the one who called, and we respond. It's His doing that we are here for this weekend. Now, as you look back this past 19 years, you notice every theme for each of the 19 conferences begins with spiritual. Now, if you look carefully, you'll notice there's a real progression. Now, those who were here for the very first conference, 1988, you remember that evening? We almost call it quit, didn't we? We faced tremendous challenges. The whole island, whole area was darkened. Thunderstorm, it was heavy. I would say it's not really Katrina, it's pretty close to it. That's why it was terrible. And then in those days, in the early days, we had no bay view. We only have the hotel, we have the motel, and we have the captain's deck and the gymnasium. And the wind was so strong, we don't know what to do. And then brothers and sisters were out there trying to direct people to come to this conference site because that was our first conference. Many of the people who were coming, they were coming for the first time. And many of them got lost. They drove around the island for almost an hour, half an hour, and finally they found it. Now that was a very challenging first year we faced. But we were not discouraged. Nothing would deter us. You know why? Because God called us to come. We come. It's what He says matters. And brothers and sisters, it costs something to come to the Lord. It costs us something to truly follow Him all the way. And so we are very thankful that we are able to gather here this weekend. Now the first conference, I'm sure you remember the theme was spiritual vision. That's how we began. And there's a progression. And then we brothers, we have some difficult times throughout the year. Just what will be the theme for next year? How high can we reach? How high can we go? Where is the ultimate goal that we are reaching? And then I believe this theme, the theme for this year, the Lord already has given to us. Spiritual readiness. Be ye ready. Now, that's the theme for this week. Now, I want to share some very encouraging words and challenging words tonight. Would you turn, if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Matthew 13. Matthew 13. Okay. Now, first, we'll read verse 16. Matthew 13, 16. And 17. Now these are the words of the Lord Jesus to His disciples. Now if you look through this chapter 13, He spoke to the multitudes first. And then later, He spoke privately with His followers, disciples. And to the disciples, He said, verse 16, "Blessed are your eyes, for you see, and your ears, they hear." Now these words are the Lord Jesus. He spoke to His disciples. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears for they hear. For surely I say to you, that many prophets and righteous men desire to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. And then let's read verse 11. Let's go to verse 11. Because, he answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. Now, Barnabas, do you see the impact, the import of this statement, the Lord uttered? Blessed are you that you see, you hear. But many of the prophets and righteous men, they long to see what you see, they didn't see it. They long to hear what you hear, but they have not heard it. But blessed are you, because you are given this privilege to know the mystery of the kingdom. But to them is not given. Now, brothers and sisters, those who come this weekend, the reason we come, because we have been given this gift, this privilege to know the mystery of the kingdom. But to them it's not given, but to you it's given. Now, what is given and what is really possessed is quite two different things. Right? What is given means you have the privilege. You have the opportunity. The time is now. So the Lord said, he that hath an ear, let him what? Hear. So you have given that privilege. You have given that ability. Use it. Use it. Now this weekend, brothers and sisters, as I exercise my heart before the Lord, I want to modify my way of hearing from this moment onward. In the past, we come to listen to a good message. We want to accumulate some knowledge. We want to understand the truth. But they're also even given this privilege to know the mystery of the kingdom. Now, brothers and sisters, why was this privilege given? If he is the king, what is this privilege given? Is to really embrace him as our king. Knowing him as king is one thing, but actively embracing him as our king is quite another thing. And that's what the Lord said, to you is given this privilege to know the mystery of the kingdom. Now, our brothers will share on the coming of the Lord Jesus. You know, this theme is in our hearts for quite a long time, quite a few months. And so this past few weeks, as I quietly meditating before the Lord, I came to the conclusion, and I think it's the right conclusion. Brother, why read our Bibles? Why pray? Why grow spiritually? Why meet the way we meet? Why seek the Lord? What is the ultimate purpose? What is the ultimate aim for doing all these things? For what? What is the ultimate objective that the Lord is getting at and we are getting at? Is the preparation of the bride. He's coming for a mature bride. Prepare, ready for his coming. Now, brothers and sisters, when the Lord uttered those words, as we find in Matthew 24, verse 44, therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect, you do not know. Be ready. Brothers and sisters, As you read this passage, do you sense the longing of his heart? You think about it. Do you sense the longing of his heart? You also be ready. The longing of his heart. Why do you think the Lord delay his coming? Why he's waiting? What is he waiting for? Because we are not ready. We don't seem to care whether he comes or not come. We carry on anyway. We still have our usual meeting. We still have our usually prayer meeting. We surely all carry on all our usual activities. Without that in mind, and we miss everything. Now, when you read that passage, that verse, Matthew 24:44, therefore, you also be ready. Now, brothers and sisters, at least when I read that verse again and again, I sense the longing of his heart. The longing of his heart. And brothers and sisters, do you think the longing of his heart, if we love him, that also should be our longing? What do you think? The bridegroom longs to be wedded to his bride. How about the bride? If her heart is right, she will also be longing to be united with the bridegroom, the one she loves. That is the ultimate expression of true love. Our union with him, not just in time, but through eternity. Now, brothers and sisters, I feel this way is very special. To me, it's very special. I attended all these past 18 conferences, but this conference is very special to me. Because through this verse, be you ready, somehow I sense the longing of the Lord's heart. And don't you think we should sense the same way? And I think our three brothers, as I share, those will come through. Those will come through. He's waiting and waiting. And we don't seem to care how long he waits. We carry on the usual thing. And we hurt his heart deeply. So may the Lord have mercy on us. Now, this conference, I say, is very unique. I never encountered some of these things transpire these past 2 weeks. You know, one brother said, he said, if the Lord is there and he's calling us to be with him, he said, if I had to crawl, I'll crawl to be there. Now, do we have that longing? Is the gathering of the Lord's people that important to us? Is the Lord calling of us to himself that important to us? Is that important? Brothers, we take divine things very casually to our great Lord. So 2 weeks ago, Lord's Day evening, totally unexpected, I received a long-distance call from South Korea. And this brother on the other side of the town, he said, Brother Jose, he said, I heard there's a high VC at the conference. We want to come. We can talk them out of it. Such a long way, just for such a short time. Is it worth it? I tell you, this brother was determined to come. He was so determined. He said, in fact, we'll try to come earlier. You know why? We want to meet brothers and sisters. We want to have fellowship with them. We long for fellowship. I told him, he said, but South Jersey, it's not possible for us to receive because we're all very busy getting this conference to, you know, hold. There's no way. So I secretly talked to my wife and said, You know, who can always put people up? Jack and Ruth. That's right. If no one will do it, they will do it. So I called Ruth. I said, you know, there are two brothers in Korea. They need a place. And Jack, Ruth said, no problem. But I said, don't talk to Jack yet. Don't talk to him yet. Don't talk to him yet. And then he called back. He said, how about Dana? Is Dana available? Then he called Dana. You know what Dana did? Dana said, you talk to Hosea. He know how to arrange for you. You talk to him. And finally, I called Ina Chow. And this two brothers were so determined. He said, we'll come on the 4th of August, up to October. We want to have some fellowship, at least 2-3 days, with some saints before we come to the conference. And they made it to New York on the 4th of this week. I tell you, I look forward to meet these two brothers. They are so determined to come. Now, brothers and sisters, we need to have a real hunger. We need to have a real hunger. We need to cultivate a real hunger. Now the Lord is saying, I want you to be prepared. Be ye ready. Be ye ready. That's what my heart is after. I've been ready for 2,000 years. Are you, Christian church, still so linger, 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 linger? You don't seem to care. That urgent, but I'm very urgent. Now, brothers and sisters, when you look at the world events that took place in these last few days, last few weeks, don't you think we should have the urgency for his return? You think about that. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, all the disaster going on, all the recent events that took place. What do you think? The Lord is hinting us. He said, be prepared. Be serious about it. Because I'm coming. I want to come. Be ready. Now this weekend is for this purpose. If we miss that, we miss everything. God so loved. Of course, we know He loved the world. He saved us. But the greater love that He will show us is He will bring us to Himself. So that we can join with Him in glory through all eternity. Now that is the greater love. So I sense we still have a few more minutes. And I plead with you, brothers and sisters. Should we spend another 5-10 minutes, not long, short prayer, few brothers and sisters, praying for this conference, for the speakers from our hearts. And by the way, there are still those who are on the way. Pray for the Toronto Saints. 20-some of them. They are driving all night tonight. They are not driving. They are coming on a school bus. All night from Toronto. They will be arriving maybe tomorrow morning, 6 or 7 o'clock. They need our prayer. Now, brothers and sisters, if saints will come all the way from Korea, if saints will come for Toronto all night, and you know, riding on that school bus. Do you think the school bus is very comfortable to be? Oh, you know what I'm saying? Huh? Especially with the older saints, I tell you, those old bones cannot take it. You see what I'm saying? Now, what's behind? What's behind? What's driving them? What is behind? Propel them? Say, I have to be there. Because there's a timing. God has a timing. Everything He does, there's a timing. There's a certain time He will speak a certain word. We miss it, we miss it. I miss it. So, bonus, we are very thankful. So tonight, we still have about 5-10 minutes. And can we just have a few brothers and sisters really turn our hearts to the Lord? That this weekend, through our three brothers, Brother Conway Share, for the Anihayo, for the Emilas, and all the fellowship groups. But the important thing that through our brothers, something will register into our, in our hearts. That this prepare of His soon coming will not be just words, will change our lives, individually and corporately. You know, there's a temptation just to be comfortable down here spiritually without sensing the longing of His heart. There's big temptation. We have fellowship. We have good time together. We have good ministry. We see the Lord's working in our midst. We seem to be everything doing just right. But without this readiness, something's missing. Something's missing. And He's longing that we should be ready. And so can we just have two or three brothers, not so many, just hold this weekend. Take it weekend for the Lord and for Him to come through with that mighty word and change us from inside out to be a people that are willing to be prepared for His coming. So just two or three brothers, please.
Thank you.
Father, we thank You for gathering us together unto You for this weekend. Because You have a work You want to accomplish in Your people. And we thank You for the three brothers who will minister Your word. We pray that You speak through them mightily. Lord, get hold of us for Yourself. Lord, bring us to that sensing of Your heart that You long for a people that's prepared for that day. We also pray that in kind we also be will also be sympathetic towards in your heart. Lord, we'll rise up and be willing to be prepared, willing to be ready. And we thank You, Lord Jesus, in ourselves we can never be ready. But by the Holy Spirit, by our faith in Him, by our obedience to His word, by our submission to the work of the cross, You can prepare people that's ready for Your coming. Lord, we thank You. Your word said prepare. We know there's a way to be prepared. So we surrender to Your way. Make a way possible with Your people tonight. For this weekend conference, we pray for each heart, young and old. Lord, get hold of us, that we may be found in that group that are prepared. Let's prepare for Your soon coming. Pray for Brother Kong especially. Strengthen him mightily. Brother Hayo, Brother Abe Miller. And each hearer, young and old, Lord, get hold of us. Not just for ourselves, but for Your glory. For Your soon coming, we give all the praise and all the glory in Your precious mighty name.